In public, there was something engagingly open and straightforward about Brandt, even when he was at his most devious, something recognisably decent and human, to which many people in many parts of the world responded. Even the new leftists were charmed by him, even the personal assistant who was spying on him. His associates, though, complained about the weaknesses he showed in private, his indecisiveness, his avoidance of confrontation, his proneness to depression, and his vanity. He made many conquests, but had few real friends.